WBTR and CJSF will be broadcasting live for Record Store Day, featuring performances and interviews at Red Cat, Vinyl, Neptune, and Beat Street Records. For more information, go to citr.ca.
That's correct. It is now Record Store Day, and we're going to go live and join everyone in progress down at Vinyl Records, which is down at Hastings, just near Canby Street. And right now we have Sarah Wheeler, who is just finishing up her last song before we get into Jocelyn Guyot at 1 p.m. and our host Ola and Wade. Thank you so much for tuning in. Keep it locked to CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasting live along with CJSF 90.1. It's a simulcast. We're carrying the whole slew of record store performances across Vancouver, including locations such as Beat Street, Neptune, Vinyl, and Red Cat Records. Okay, hope you enjoy.
Happy birthday, yeah. Happy birthday. Hey, hey. We all have to fight our own battles. Sometimes we can lift each other back up in the saddle, but we all have to fight our own state.
'Cause I'm ready.
Each of us is learning things we need to be free.
And then Sarah will
I've
read a few stories about this type of thing. What makes us different is what makes us the same. So let's dance through this crazy. Sunlight shining out of the rain is the prettiest day. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday! Thank you very much. My name is Sarah Wheeler. Have a good day.
Hello, CITR 101.9, coming to you from Vinyl Records. That was Sarah Wheeler you were just listening to, and today is Record Store Day, National Record Store Day, April 19, 2014. All right, so what happens now? With us we also have CJSF collaborating with CITR today. At Tokyo Dawn Records and Cherry's Records, right? Okay, at Beat Street. Yep. So. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Stars, when you shine, you know how I feel. All right, hello Vancouver. This is CITR 101.9 coming to you from Vinyl Records. That was the beautiful Sarah Wheeler you just heard. And we're going to be going all day today. We're at Vinyl Records right now, and we're also at Beach Street. And CJSF is collaborating with us, and they're at Neptune and Red Cat. All right, so our list of songs today, or players today, are Jacqueline Gillow, Amelia, Omar Khan, and Sarah Wheeler again at 2:30. All right, so, yeah. We got this. Oh, yeah. Hi, Wade.
What's up, Ola? What's up, CITR?
What's up? So I just introduced people playing today. So
awesome.
Yeah, so
awesome. Pumped to be here. Great atmosphere already.
Yeah.
Record Store Day is just getting kicked off.
Yeah.
Huge day. Huge day all around the city, all around the world. Record Store Day, its seventh year in existence.
Yeah.
And I'm so pumped that we're a part of it here.
I'm pumped. Yeah.
Nice. And we got one of our own. Our fair dinkum Aussie buddy, Matt Granlin, to get kick things off momentarily.
Yeah. He did that like 12 o'clock. So
That's what I meant. If you're listening online, the beginning of the broadcast, at 12 o'clock, he would have started, which he did, and I heard he was awesome.
He was awesome.
Yes.
That's pretty
yes.
good.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. Caught in a lie. Hashtag oops. Hashtag start over.
So,
hashtag egg on my face.
How is your record store day so far?
Well, the first few minutes has been amazing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that I missed Matt, is pretty obvious, but I'm really pumped about the rest of the day. We're going to be live over the next 6 hours, doing broadcasts here, as well as at Beat Street, up the street, Red Cat, Neptune, and some amazing, incredible live music happening all day long.
It's great, I know. Like I even like tried to like look through some records already, and like I found some pretty nice records like for really cheap prices and stuff, and I found like Best of Lionel Richie and Diana Ross.
Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
Hello.
Exactly. And
was it him you're looking for?
Exactly, and they're like both like $2, so like I was like mind blown. It's just really
awesome.
Really nice to see. I didn't find like one of the records I was looking for like my mom said she find Anita Baker, and we couldn't find her, so I don't know.
Well, luckily with Record Store Day and all these special exclusive Record Store only releases, I mean there are absolutely hundreds of releases for today, so hopefully in those hundreds of options there's something for everybody.
I can see here I think Childish Gambino, like I know that name there, so like I think that's one I want to look for, the Childish Gambino, because of the internet. I mean, it's a really nice album, so it'd be nice to actually have it on like an LP, you know.
So I'm seeing that a few are scratched out here. Does that mean these ones already sold out already?
They're sold out.
Wow.
So like
amazing. I mean, Record Store Day is only what about an hour or two old?
Yeah.
The live broadcast is only 5 minutes old.
Yeah, 5 minutes old.
And we've already got three sellouts.
Yeah.
Including Bruce Springsteen, American Beauty.
Yeah.
And Gil Scott-Heron, Nothing New.
Yeah. All right. I think next we have Jacqueline Gillow. I'm sorry. She's an award-winning Vancouver jazz vocalist. So, she should be pretty interesting to listen to.
Well, considering Matt Granlin started the day to apparently a killer set, he's set the tone.
Yeah, he said.
And if Jacqueline's playing after him, then she's got to be at least up to the same kind of caliber as Matt is. So very, very excited for that.
So, okay.
And Matt, she's about ready to start any time. So that's great. We can maybe just turn it over to her.
Yeah, hand it over.
All right. Up next here on Record Store Day, it's the welcome return of incredible award-winning local jazz singer. And that's a good friend of mine, I'm proud to say. And her name is Jacqueline Gillo. So let's give a big round of applause.
Thank you, David. Actually, it's Giyu, but everybody gets it wrong, so that's okay. And, you know, I like being here because I feel like I've done a lot of my projects in this record store. I recorded my first music video here. Remember that, David? Yeah. And then we also recorded a little piece of a CBC segment that I did in your shop. So I'm happy to be here and playing your piano. And so what I was thinking that I would start with is a song called The Road. And this is a tune that I wrote actually when I was in college trying to play guitar, which I wasn't very successful with, but it was a good way to figure out how to write some songs. And I was very inspired by Joni Mitchell. So I thought, I want to write a song with all this inspiration from her. So this is from a CD that I just released that was recorded in Belgium. And so it's called The Road.
Took me down that road not long ago. You showed me what stayed real and what went far. Each morning that I wake, each morning makes me hesitate. Sound of your voice, the sound of your voice. Bricks exposed, layers shown off, for pity's sake. Rubies white, stir shine on, but in the end it's me. So then I can be free of painting the past, of painting the past.
Thank you so much. So I thought I would play a song from an album that was just released and a song from an album that I'm about to release. So I'm a little bit busy these days in the studio creating and making all these projects come to life. And so the concept of the album that's soon to be released, well, soon being the fall, is all about nature and how people react to nature and how people feel and the seasons and how similar they are, how different they are. There's, you know, being from Vancouver, everything just feels like water, the seasons of water. but this is a song that is about a fantasy that I have, to live in a treehouse. And I don't know if you've ever thought of building a treehouse or if you had a treehouse, but I was close to getting one when I was a kid, and I never came through. But I thought it would be cool to have a treehouse, if even just for a day, for an evening, and sit up there and just feel safe and watch everything go by. This is called Wooden House. In our wooden house, up in a tree, that's where I'll be. In our wooden castle, made of pine tree, it's cozy and warm, way up high, with the birds soaring by. Things would seem so strange if I stayed up there all day, never touching ground, keeping my distance astray. But I'd be so safe, I'd be protected from harm. Keeper of the woods, please watch me all through the ground, keeping my distance astray.
thought I'd be so safe, I'd be protected from harm. Keeper of the woods, please watch me all through the night. Here in my warden house. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, it's kind of fun singing here and looking at the piano and seeing, you know, I've got a record in front of me that says George Gershwin, Piano Concerto in F, Rhapsody in Blue. And it's huge. It's way bigger than a CD. And that's so awesome because that's what I love about vinyl, these huge pictures. And when you open it up, there's like this big, long story about how the album came to be. And here is a song that is a standard. It's an old jazz tune that has been recorded on many, many records. So I'm going to play it for you, and this is from my first album called To the City, and this song is called No Moon at All. No moon at all, what a night. Even lightning bugs have dimmed their light. Stars have disappeared from sight, and there's no moon at all. Don't make a sound, it's too dark. Even Fido is afraid to bark. What a perfect chance to park, and there's no moon at all. Should we want atmosphere for inspiration, dear? One kiss would make it clear that tonight is right and bright moonlight might interfere. No moon at all up above. This is nothing what they told us of. Just to think we fell in love and there's no moon at all. Don't they da boom boom be ba boom boom be da boom. Never did they be ba ba boom be do do. Don't they ba be ba. Should we want atmosphere for inspiration, dear? One kiss will make it clear that tonight is right and bright moonlight might interfere. No moon at all. Up above, this is nothing what they told us of. Just to think we fell in love and there's no moon at all. There's no moon at all. There's no moon. I could hear a nice little sound of the cash register. Do you have a vintage cash register? It has like a...
It's from 1890. It's not even from the last century.
From 1890. I was like, I don't recognize that as that sound. That's not a normal cash register sound. That's...
They built them to last back then.
So it's still working after all these years.
What an unusual concept.
It's amazing. It's like a typewriter. It just keeps going. It's so cool. Well, here is a song that is from 1934, not from 1890, but that's pretty old for a lot of people these days, especially young kids. They're like, what? What is 1934? Oh my God. That's crazy. Even, well, the 80s is old for these little kids. This is a song that I guess the first time I heard it was Keith Jarrett playing it. He's a pretty incredible jazz piano player. And it moved me so much that I couldn't move. I was frozen in my kitchen, and I played the song over and over and over again. And so I've been working on learning it, and I just simply love it. It's called Blame It on My Youth.
Child of three. night and day. Blame it on my youth. And if I forgot to eat and sleep and pray, so quiet. Thank you for listening. Why don't I do one more song? Is that a good idea? Okay, because I think that's the only other song I have. So my plan has worked. Speaking of silence, I wrote a song when I was in Mexico last summer. I was there all by myself on a little retreat, and I was listening to the crashing of the waves and hearing everything go by me, and it was low season, so there weren't any other tourists around. It was kind of peaceful. And I was thinking about the words in this song that I was starting to form and starting to write, and I thought, you know, wouldn't it be great if I could just have somebody with me right now? But as long as they don't talk. I don't want anybody to ruin this moment, but just the presence of another person would be nice. So I came up with this song called Silent Beauty. You, me, us, here, sitting separately in silent beauty. You give one glance, looking up at the seashore. Something in the way your eyes look, sparkling bright. So I daydream that we could be lovers, and if it were silent, it'd be all right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks to David Love Jones for letting me come and sing here. I feel like this is my second home sometimes. I do so many little features and concerts, so thanks very much for having me, and I'm going to go look for some records. Happy Record Store Day, everyone.
That was Jacqueline Galou, award-winning Vancouver jazz vocalist who is dazzling our eardrums here at Vinyl Records on Record Store Day. We are at 439 Hastings Street West, Hastings and Canby. It's CITR along with CJSF doing a live broadcast, and Record Store Day, exciting day. Yeah. I'm here with Ola.
Hi.
Ola,
what's up, Vancouver?
Good to have you here, and... Jacqueline Guilou was just performing for us. Jacqueline, congrats.
Yeah.
Great job. How was that, performing as part of International Record Store Day here at Vinyl Records?
It was amazing. It was kind of like really cool to hear everybody rifling through music while I'm sitting there playing live music and a lot of my own songs. And I totally support David in this incredible shop. So I'm very honored to be a part of it.
Did you find it a little bit distracting?
I did. I have to admit that I'm used to like complete silence when I perform, but it was also a very cool vibe and feeling, so the distraction was perfectly fine.
Okay. And I wonder if you could maybe just encapsulate your thoughts about being asked to play for this now international event, Record Store Day.
I guess the first thing that went through my mind was, damn, I wish I had pressed my album on vinyl. So I could really be a part of this, but you know, that'll happen at some point.
Okay.
I think it's pretty good. Like, I mean, playing while people are ruffling through music, I think that takes like a lot of talent to like actually do that, because like I'll just lose my stuff and like just get angry or something, you know.
It's a bit tricky, and you know, I hardly ever play and sing, so like usually I just sing and I have my piano player playing all the notes, so I was like, this is the ultimate challenge, but it's a cool vibe to just be playing music and contributing a vibe, because that's what music really is. It makes people feel something, whether they've got earbuds in, listening to iTunes, or throwing on a vinyl, and it's just like all about that vibe and feeling.
All right. When did you start playing the piano?
I always played a little bit of piano. I guess I was like 4 or 5.
4 or 5?
But I started music class when I was 2. And I was like that
veteran. Already.
Yeah, I was like that crazy kid that danced and sung. Yeah. And the first song I ever wrote was called The Pink Flamingo. And the words went like this. The flamingo was pink. Yes, it was. The flamingo was pink, pink, pink. The flamingo was pink.
Is that a haiku?
Wow.
I think it is. So I have to say, I think I've evolved a bit since then. Yeah. But my family still saved all of my silly little children songs that I wrote.
That's great.
So what's next for Jacqueline and her Pink Flamingo ways?
Well, I'm going to be Pink Flamingoing tomorrow night. There's a really cool spot in the West End on Comox Street. It's called 1789 Restaurant and Lounge, and there's a jazz series there every Tuesday night, but tomorrow we're going to play Easter Sunday just as a special thing.
Okay.
And then I'm going to play also in, I live in the West End, so I got a couple of like, you know, homebound shows. And I got some homies there too. And so I'm playing a show at the Rohde House. It's like this old historical home on May 8th. And I play every first Thursday of the month at Raw Canvas, which is a super hip spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I do, that's just like my resident thing I've been doing for years. And then I'm about to release a new record, just released a record in January, and working on another one. So things are like busy, and I'm keeping everything flowing right now. It's good.
Nice. Well, congratulations. And if we want to, for those listening and want to find out more about you and what you're playing, where can they find that information out?
Look you up.
We can check me out on YouTube.
Check her out.
Check me out. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all that. But the thing is that my name is hard to spell. So Jacqueline, the English spelling, J-A-C-L-Y-N. And the last name is Giu, G-U-I-L-L-O-U. But if you type Jacqueline Jazz Singer Vancouver, I think you'll probably find something. Yeah. So
you've got the patent on Jacqueline's Jazz Singers in Vancouver. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Nice. Okay. Well, Jacqueline, once again, congrats. Thanks for dazzling us with your great tunes here today. And enjoy the rest of your Record Store Day. One last question. Are you planning on picking up anything, any of the special releases that are here?
I totally am. You know, I'm going to dig through the jazz, of course. But David said he got a bunch of vocal releases. Probably nothing new because I tend to like the old stuff. But I don't know, I've got my eyes out on some Sade or just anything vocal related, so David's going to steer me in the right direction. He always has great suggestions. Sometimes, you know, he's given me some, like, records of drummers, and he's like, you got to check this out, and it's awesome. It's all good. So I'm going to be shopping.
Nice. Well, we're going to hope to chat with David in a few moments' time and get his take on Record Store Day, but once again, thanks for playing for us today, and all the best in the future. That once again was Jacqueline Guiu, a.k.a. Jacqueline Jazz Singer, Vancouver. Right.
Sorry about that.
Yes. Right. So we're here at Vinyl Records in downtown Vancouver. Hastings and Canby is where we're at, 439 Hastings Street West. We've already heard from a few artists so far today, including Matt Granlin, our own Matt Granlin, and Sarah Wheeler. Matt is actually sitting next to me. I know we didn't really plan this, Matt, but while you're here, how you going, mate?
Very good, thanks, Wyatt. Yeah,
it's nice. How did that feel to be a part of Record Day?
It was
Record Store Day. Sorry,
it was amazing, and I couldn't think of a better place to be. Given David Love Jones hosts the show African Rhythms right after me every Friday night, so we know each other, and to be in his store makes a lot of sense to me. And space of positivity for a new performer too. It's very encouraging for me.
Well, that's what I was about to get into. Now, most people probably recognize your name from Stranded, the Australian, Canadian radio show that you do on Friday nights on CITR. I didn't realize that you were also a performer. So how new of a foray is this for you?
Very new. I didn't pick up a guitar until 3 years ago, I think. And
So there's still hope yet, kids.
Well, yeah. Actually, in all seriousness, like, over the age of 30, like, just if you decide to do it, no one's going to stop you. You just got to put time into it.
Yeah.
And it's a genuine creative release, and it's a wonderful thing. Yeah. And I did it because I wanted to write songs, you know.
So how much of what you're playing is originals, and how much of it are covers?
This morning I played 4 originals and 1 cover, and I'm going on again soon. Unfortunately, probably after you guys have gone, but nonetheless it'll be all originals, I think, afterwards. I've written 12 songs, so yeah.
Who would you say to some of your musical influences?
Given I do the Australian show, like a lot of great Australian music, you know, that I play on my show. People like, probably a big one for me is Ed Cooper. He's the guitarist from the Saints, who are the first generation punk band from Brisbane. Ed Cooper, K-E-U-P-P-E-R, incredible singer-songwriter. He's probably my biggest influence, I think. And he's a member of the Bad Seeds now, plays with Nick Cave. So he'll be in town probably, if he's still in the band, in June or whenever, and he's coming back. So.
Nice.
Very cool, very cool.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you could give us like any like inspiration that made you like go into like guitar, like any particular player or anything?
Any particular
players that like inspired you to like take the guitar?
Well, I guess... Paul Westerberg, you know, of the Replacements, you know, like someone who just writes really good songs with an acoustic. And, you know, I'm kind of old-fashioned. I kind of stick with the simple acoustic and electric guitar.
Yeah.
So, and there's a great band in Australia called UMI, who a great rock and roll band. And I learned a lot of about music through reading their interviews.
Oh, okay.
So Australian music's great, you know, deep in my core. That's why I do my show on 6 p.m. Fridays. So.
Yeah.
Listen in, you'll learn, you'll hear the music that has inspired me to do this. Yeah.
Fair dinkum, mate. Fair dinkum.
Fair dinkum. And Wade likes Australian music. We've spoken of a few bands, including Spider Bait.
Yes, well, Spider Bait, The Cat Empire, those are a couple of my favorites.
Spider Bait?
Spider Bait is a. They're a real kind of gritty alternative rock band, I guess you could say. They came to rose to prominence in the 1990s with a huge album called Ivy and the Big Apples.
The singer is the drummer, so that's very unique.
Yeah, that's unique, yeah.
And just, yeah, really smart sort of pop rock songs. Yeah. Oh, it looks like we're back.
And we want to get Amalia up next because we want to get her in on this live broadcast. Anyway, she just moved back from Northern Europe. She was originally in a local soul band called One Love, which was basically one of the most phenomenal soul bands in town, say around 5 years ago. But anyway, she's back, and we've got to spread the word because this woman is a phenomenal singer. So anyway, this is her first track, and this is Amalia. Give her a big round of applause.
Thanks, Dave. It's called Get Caught. And it's on a Toronto label by the name of Do Right. Do Right Music. All the musicians from Vancouver, though. That's some samples, too. Supposed to be shopping, and I'm just supposed to be in the background. Yeah, that's right. Now I feel good. Now I feel normal. Now I feel normal. That's it. This guy's got it going. That's it. You gotta pretend you're shopping. Yeah. You gotta do that. That's what I should be doing while I'm singing. Now I feel normal. Gotta give it up for Dave here. He's been supporting the local soul scene for a long time. Yeah! Let alone vinyl. And a lot of the soul artists from Vancouver leave. I left for a bit and now I'm back. I'm back. And I hope more people come back to this beautiful city. The next song is, thank you. The next song, I got these on 45, by the way. So that's a 45. The next one is coming out April 29th. And I'm signed to a beautiful label out of Chicago called Cherries Records. And it's a husband and wife team. The husband basically goes around digging for vinyl, like in people's garages and in the ghetto and fighting with big women who don't want to sell their sons mixtapes for a dollar. Anyway, so he's amazing. He's such a character. His name's Mediocre, and his wife is Shreddy. She's an amazing turntablist. Anyway, so they have this label called Cherries, and I have one release with them here, and there's this other one coming up in, like, what's the date today? In, like, 10 days. So check it out. You'll be able to get it here. Support the local artists, like Omar here. Omar just walked through the door. So support us and check out some, you know, underground artists, soul artists. I'm a bit of a soul junkie. Anyways, funk junkie. So this tune is called So Right. It's about thinking you found the one, but maybe he's not the one. She's not the one. Here we go. Thanks, Jamie. It's kind of nervous. I know. So I wrote this last summer. I met this guy last summer. I was not looking for anything deep. But then it got deep. You're so right, you're so right. You're so wrong, you're so wrong. You're so right, you're so right. You're so wrong, you're so wrong. You're so right, you're so right. The way you make me feel. You're so wrong, you're so wrong. Don't know this love's for real. You're so right, you're so right. The way you say my name. You're so wrong, you're so wrong. I can't refrain when we're loving you. I know it's only me you see. But when we go to party, suddenly you disappear. When we go dancing, can't keep your hands off of me. But then you don't call me now when I need you desperately. You're so right, you're so right. You're so wrong, you're so wrong. You're so right, you're so right. Come on. You're so wrong, you're so wrong. You're so right, you're so right. The way you make me feel. You're so wrong. Come on, Vancouver. Don't know this, I'm spot real. You're so right, you're so right. Oh, I should be calling in, huh? The way you say my name. The producer's from Arizona. His name's Matty P. When we lay talking, I can't remember the words right now because I should have done it. But then you don't touch me. You always seem to hesitate. Give you all my love and my boogie loving. Fire, heat, and passion, yeah. I know that you ain't cheating, boy. So why you gotta make me away? You're so right, you're so right. Sing along with me, Omar. You're so wrong, you're so wrong. I'm up in your grill. That's right. Sing it with me, sing it with me. I just don't know if you trust me. If I listen to my friends, you're so wrong, you're so wrong. The way you make me feel. I just don't know what to do. So what am I supposed to do? Just keep having fun. Have a beautiful day, guys. Keep on enjoying that vinyl. I'm Amalia. Come say hi. Thank you, Dave. Thank you. I'll check out all the other artists and keep loving that soul and that boogie and that funk. We're still here.
There you go, Amalia, live here.
Vinyl Records.
Vinyl Records, Hastings and Canby, 439 Hastings Street West, yep. Record Store Day here in Vancouver. It's starting to rain, but that's perfect because it just means to get off the streets and get inside to enjoy all the great live music.
Live music.
So far here today has included our own Matt Granlund, Sarah Wheeler. We have Omar Khan, Jonathan Muller and Analog, Owl, Scowl, and Ghost are all performing later on. And I believe Matt, along with Sarah Wheeler, are going to go and do a little impromptu set in a couple minutes as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think we have David coming in.
Oh, here he is. Perfect. Yep, David Love Jones of Vinyl Records fame, as well as a CITR host.
Indeed. African Rhythms Radio for 20 years.
Nice. What's been running longer, that show or this record shop?
Well, this record shop's actually been around 15 years now, so it's I'm tremendously honored to be part of the community, and my involvement with the CITR certainly helped bring that forth, and yeah, it came together really nice today. Like, I'm just so happy to support these artists, you know, they're all in different stages of their career, and just to help them along even a little bit, you know, makes me happy. You know,
for sure. Awesome. Now, this is the 7th annual Record Store Day. Have you guys been involved every single year?
We have, yeah. I mean, did I think it would become all of this? No, I had no idea, you know. So it's quite amazing, really, that it's become such an important event, and it's become a great way to meet a lot of your regulars, make some new friends, and just the whole music, live music thing is amazing. Yeah.
Well, looking back over the past 7 years, do you have a personal highlight or favorite memory or favorite moment of all the Record Store Days that have happened here?
This has been the best one yet, I have to honestly say. Like, the last
only 2 hours in.
Yeah, the last hour was like a dream for me, you know, like all the technical things about pulling it off. But a big up to you guys at CITR. And, you know, it just shows when we all work together and volunteer, just we can move mountains. You know?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
Do you have any LPs that I could recommend for people like listening, like people going to record stores right now?
Yeah, I mean, some of my favorites from recently is an EP by Sampha. It's on the Young Turks label. That's a really good one. Still a little bit underexposed, but it's a little bit sounding like James Blake or something like that. But I'd certainly recommend that one for somebody into just maybe eclectic modern soul. That might be a good choice.
Cool. That's nice.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Well, thanks again.
Thanks.
Congrats. And we're about to actually shift off to sending over to Neptune Records now. Now, once again, this has been a dual presentation of both CITR as well as CJSF 90.1 out of SFU, and of course CITR. We're out of UBC at 101.9 FM, and we're just happy to have the involvement of both stations and all the volunteers involved to make this day run off without a hitch. So I think we're about to send it over to.
Thanks, guys.
To Neptune. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Well, thanks again to David Love Jones and Vinyl
Thank
Records.
You very much.
We're going to be back here on West Hastings in an hour. Once again, Andy has done a great job doing the technical side of things. He'll be at Beat Street
in an
hour. And thanks to you, Ola. Thanks to Robin, manning the board. Thank you. Back at UBC at CITR. And we're going to switch it over to Neptune Records now up on Main Street. And I'm actually going to hop on the bus and head up there as well, because there's an incredible lineup of live music there as well. So if we're about ready to make the switch...
All right.
Okay, well, without further ado,
signing off.
At Vinyl Records on Record Store Day, this is Wade.
Hola. And you're listening to CITR.
101.9 FM. Enjoy the rest of your Record Store Day, and hope to see you at Neptune Records.
Yep.
Coming up right up next.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM and CJSF 90.1, broadcasting live from